wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to the final installment of our program from this place called Bristol in Virginia, on the eastern side of the United States of America, not too far from Tennessee, and also not too far from, there's another neighboring state, what's it called again?
North Carolina,
where Charlotte Airport is, from where I'll be taking off to New York tomorrow to proceed on my journey back to London. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. We didn't start late, actually, because we checked and it appeared that our connections to London wasn't quite as good as it should be. We were streaming some music from here, our patriotic song, but the controls were down a little bit. We were just rushing to try and get back here. We had gone to Chidera's place to sort of test to see if she's a proper Igbo woman or not. But we've lost her to the Americans. We'll discuss that later on. Now, this is Radio Biafra. I'm here at the studios of Radio Biafra in Bristol, in a place called Virginia in the United States of America. We are welcoming you to this edition of the program. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because this is Radio Biafra, listened to in every continent of the world. You can join us via our website, our main website, which is www.radiobiafra.co, or you can get us via peopleofbiafra.org, or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or belayhumanrights.org. We are also on Facebook. All you need to do is to please add Radio Biafra London to your contact list. If you go to Facebook and you're looking to add your friends, or the place you would normally look for your friends, all you need to do is to type in Radio Biafra London. Please don't be afraid, because Biafra is not a treasonable felony. Nigeria is a treasonable felony. Biafra existed before Nigeria did, so there is nothing for us to be afraid of. You can join us during our live interactive session, please. Before you do so, please give us some time to be able to obviously bring you the news and also the accompanying summary before you do so. However, I would like to go to Chidera to please say hello to you before we proceed. Please, before we go to her later to ask her how she tried to poison me. She's a very terrible cook. Please go ahead and say hello to wonderful people.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm welcoming you to this later segment of the program from here, Bristol, Virginia. Thank you
very much. This is the final installment. It took a very small detour. On this day, it's still the 19th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. We took a detour. We spent some time traveling to Johnson City, which is where Chidera is staying, to try and see if she's still an Igbo lady, or if she's been taken over by hamburger and all the sweet stuff in this country. She attempted to cook. That's all I can say. She attempted to, because what she prepared, I couldn't call it cooking. It was an attempt at cooking. Maybe some people will be able to pick her up and show her how to do it properly later on. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. Please give our listeners the number to call should they wish to join us later on for the interactive session, please.
The number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. If you so wish, please also realize that you can add Radio Biafra onto your Skype contact list. We know that our Skype is working, our dear sister. We did tell you, we'll call you. We are going to do that because we want you to join us later on as we begin to bring analysis, as we begin to report, as we begin to delve into detail the news we have for you this fine evening here in Bristol, in Virginia, and for some of you in London, and for also some of you in Biafraland, and millions of you all over the world. We are welcoming you. That this is Radio Biafra in every country on this planet, in every continent, in every region, where you find genuine Biafrans, where you find people who are after the truth. You get Radio Biafra listeners, because here on Radio Biafra, we bring you the truth and nothing but the whole truth. We are here to serve you in truth and honesty. We are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender. Instead of us to retreat or to surrender, heaven knows we will die in the process, because we are here to accomplish Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not going to retreat. We are not going to surrender. Neither are we going to sell out any aspect of this struggle. It is anchored in truth, and upon God we are looking up to make sure that we are delivered. There is nothing we are going to do nothing we are going to say, nothing in our mannerism, in our behavior, in our conduct that will compromise this struggle. We can assure you categorically, we are placing our lives on the line in the pursuit of this. We will not go to Abuja. We will not. The only reason why we may go through Lagos is because we don't have any other place to land in Biafra land. We come in via the enemy territory because we know they can't do it. In fact, we are begging them when we come in to try and be silly. We love that, to attract more international attention to what we are doing. We are welcoming you once again wherever you are on this or that. This is your own platform, your radio station supported by the listening public. This is your radio station. Anything you say here goes. Anytime you call, we take your call. Any suggestion you have to make, as long as it is in tandem with what we're trying to accomplish here at Radio Biafra, we'll take that on board. We're welcoming you. Thank you very much for joining us. Please also go out and tell your friends and tell your family. Also, remember that you can send us email. If you want to send us an email, all you need to do is to go to contact@radiobiafralondon.com. contact@radiobiafralondon.com. If you wish to send us, if you want to add Radio Biafra to your tweet, is it Twitter collection or whatever it is, the handle for Radio Biafra is @RadioBiafraLive, all lowercasing, @RadioBiafraLive. Please, we are welcoming you. Thank you very much, wherever you are on this planet. Please, Chidera, if you be kind enough to give us the news headlines, please, and the accompanying news summary on this day, still the 19th of July in the year of our Lord 2013, please.
The news headlines. We're reporting again that a blind man runs a baby factory in Nigeria, precisely in Anambra State. Nigeria is a country of child rape. General Abdulsalami Abubakar is saying reverse crisis can truncate democracy. Ex-general says Obasanjo's civil war book is self-glorification. We also reporting that after 43 years, we are yet to address causes of the civil war. Bishop Kanamani asks Buhari to quit active politics. Nigeria withdraws troops from Mali. And again, why Mazob murdered Igbo youth members in Anambra State. A 54-year-old blind man, his daughters and others have been arrested in Anambra State for running a baby factory. Operatives of the State Security Service, SSS, arrested Jeffrey Okoli, who hails from Aguata local government area, but failed to apprehend another suspect, one Catherine Eze, alleged to be the brain behind the sale of the babies. They said other accomplices are in the SSS custody. The suspects allegedly realized 900,000 naira from the sales of two babies, a boy and a girl, at 530,000 naira and 370,000 naira respectively. The teenage girls' ages are 17 and 19. Daughters of Mr. Okoli said they did not benefit from the sale of the babies as they were not given any money. Okeye spoke on the case of a teenage pregnant lady apprehended in Okoli's house, whose real name is believed to be in Anisiobi. Her unborn baby was slated to be sold on delivery. Unfortunately, the girl started bleeding on July 10 and had to be delivered of a baby girl through cesarean section CS the same day at the Anambra State University Teaching Hospital, Amaku in Awka, but the baby later died. The main suspect, he said, graduated in sociology and anthropology from the University of Nigeria, Nsukka, in 1994 and works as a welfare officer in one of the local government areas in the state. Narrating his ordeal yesterday at the state headquarters of the SSS, Okoli confessed that he sold the two babies, adding that he joined the business last year. He said, "I sold the boy to one woman at Ekulobia in Aguata local government area for 530,000 naira last month, and the girl that gave birth to him has gone back to her place in Apopo in Idemili South Council area. I saw the girl whose mother is from Ojoto in Idemili South Council for 370,000 naira to a woman, Agolo Ezechukwu,
yes.
Also last month. I know that what I've been doing is wrong, but I did it to help those girls who had no place to live when they were driven out of their homes. I am a social welfare officer by vocation. Last year, a lady came to me, Mrs. Kate Eze, in my office and told me that she and the husband have AS blood group, that their children were dying after birth. which made them childless and therefore needed to adopt a baby, advised them to process the needed adoption papers through the Ministry of Women Affairs, which they agreed and left, and I never knew it would turn to this level, Okoli said. The suspect's two teenage daughters, arrested alongside their father, names withheld, told our correspondent that they thought their father was helping people in need without knowing that it was purely for business. Former Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Alani Akinrinade, retired, and Brigadier General Godwin Alabi Isama, retired, on Thursday faulted former President Olusegun Obasanjo's Nigerian Civil War account. Obasanjo's story in his war memoirs, My Command, Akinrinade and Alabi Isama said, was full of serious and historical errors and constituted a self-glorification. The civil war took place between 1967 and 1970. The generals who participated in the war spoke in Lagos at the public presentation of Alabi Isama's book, Tragedy of Victory, on the spot account of Nigeria-Biafra Civil War in the Atlantic Theater. The author in his book claimed that Obasanjo, who was the last commander of the 3rd Marine Commando that led the military campaigns against Biafra, did not participate in the real battle, even as he committed many strategic blunders. Alabi Isama added that Obasanjo, in My Command, claimed glory for the victory even when he was not present to receive the instrument of surrender from Biafra when the war ended in 1970. Alabi Isama, who narrated how he faced persecution in the army, said his book was to celebrate others whose contributions during the war Obasanjo and others failed to acknowledge. He said, "We neglected those who fought the civil war. We have a glorified brother who was, as at the time, Colonel Obasanjo. He wrote a book entitled My Command. In that book, he wrote about himself and every other person was demonized. That is why I have the part 3 of this book as the expose." As the expose. Commending Alabi Isama's work, Akinrinade said that the author had put the record straight, particularly with documents and photographs. The 601-page book had 36 maps, 20 documents, and 450 photographs, which Alabi Isama reportedly took during the war. Akinrinade added that My Command failed to do justice to all the good people who fought that war. The executive editor of the news magazine, Mr. Kunle Ajibade, who reviewed the new book, said, My Command was unlike Long Walk to Freedom, in which former South African President Nelson Mandela was full of praises for those who fought the anti-apartheid struggle with him. Ajibade said, the total lack of this kind of generous spirit in General Olusegun Obasanjo spurred Alabi Isama to write The Tragedy of Victory, which offers a ferocious and damning critique of Obasanjo's vainglorious claims of his gallantry. General Yakubu Gowon, who was the head of state during the war, said Obasanjo, as the commanding officer assigned to command the division, was rightfully positioned to claim victory on behalf of the commander-in-chief of the Nigerian Armed Forces. Gowon, who was unable to attend the event, in his foreword to the book, according to him, Isama Alabi's book has made an invaluable contribution to the understanding of our nation's history. A former Minister of Defense, General Theophilus Danjuma, retired, who chaired the book presentation, denied the allegation that he conspired with Obasanjo to force the authority out of the army.
Thank you very much. These are to force the authors out of the army. Thank you very much. Very shortly, we shall be presenting the names of those that voted for the child molestation case. For those who don't know, Nigeria is now officially a country of rapists. The Senate in Nigeria passed a law outlawing rape, basically. That's what I have said. You can go and pick up a child. The same way they're selling babies in Anambra State, you can go there and you can pick up a baby and you can decide to marry the one-day-old baby. That is entirely your business. There is no more age restriction. You can assault a little girl. You can rape a little girl. You can do whatever you like to a little girl sexually. Nobody will prosecute you because in Nigeria it is legal to abuse children. Sexual abuse of little children is permissible under the law in Nigeria. Nigeria has gone back to the stone ages, from the dark ages from whence it came. It is on the precipice of collapse. It is about to fall into pieces. All they are doing is enacting one useless law after another, enacting one devilish law after another. If you compare it with any other country on this earth, you would know that what Nigeria is doing is the complete opposite of what every other civilized country is doing in the world. We are going to place it on record. We are going to inform the British government that should any of these senators, their names, we are going to read that in a minute, come into the United Kingdom, they should be arrested for child abuse. We are instructing our solicitors to make sure that any of these people, we are going to make an official complaint to Her Majesty's government that should any of these men enter United Kingdom, they should be arrested for child molestation, for promoting child pornography, and for doing everything humanly possible to bring about the degradation of children. Please, if you may, give us the names of these perverts, the names of these pedophiles, the names of these child molesters, the names of these rapists who inhabit the Senate in Nigeria, the Senate of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Please give us their names so that we can submit it to the UK government. Should any of them come to England, they will be arrested for promoting child pornography, for promoting child molestation. Please give us their names and where they come from, please.
The list of the senators that voted for girls underage marriage. 1. Senator Abdul Mumin M. Hassan, Jigawa Southwest, PDP. Senator Abdullahi Danladi, Jigawa Northwest, PDP. Senator Adamu Abdullahi, Nazarawa West, PDP. Senator Ahmed Barata, Adamawa South, PDP. Senator Akinyelure Ayo, Ondo Central, Labour Party. Senator Alkali Saidu A, Gombe North, PDP. Senator Bagudu Abubakar A, Kebbi Central, PDP. Senator Dahiru Omaru, Sokoto South, PDP. Senator Galaudu Issa, Kebbi North, PDP. Senator Gaba Gamawa, Bauchi North, PDP. Senator Gobe Ibrahim, Sokoto East, PDP. Senator Gumba Adamu Ibrahim, Bauchi South, PDP. Senator Hadi Sirika, Kasina North, CPC. Senator Ibrahim Buka Aba, Yobe East, AMPP. Senator Jajere Alkali, Yobe South, AMPP. Senator Jibrila Muhammad, Adamawa North, PDP. Senator Kabiru Gaya, Kano South, AMPP. Senator Lafiagi Muhammad, Para North, PDP. Senator Lawan Ahmad, Yobe North, AMPP. Senator Masido Muhammad, Sokoto North, PDP. Senator Musa Ibrahim, Niger North, CPC. Senator Dume Muhammad Ali, Borno South, PDP. Senator Sadiq A. Yaradua, Kasina Central, CPC. Senator Saleh Muhammad, Kaduna Central, CPC. Senator Toko Bello, Adamawa Central, PDP. Senator Wesia Odion, Edo Central, PDP. Senator Omar Abubakar, Taraba Central, PDP. Senator Osman Abdulaziz, Jigawa North, Jigawa Northeast, PDP. Senator Yao Sahabi, Zamfara North, PDP. Senator Zana Ahmed, Borno Central, PDP. Senator Ahmad Rufai Sani, Zamfara West, AMPP. Senator Ahmad Abdul Ningi, Bauchi Central, PDP. Senator Bello Hayato Gbanu, Kano North, PDP. And lastly, Senator Ibrahim Abu, Kasina South, CPC.
Thank you very much. These are the pedophiles. These are the, oh, we are also asking people, Chidera yourself included, and every other of our person here in the United States, to make sure that a strongly worded letter will be speaking to Barrister Madwewesi to see what they can do. That was the gentleman that hosted Radio Biafra at his residence in San Francisco, to see what can be done to submit the names of these people. We are investigating to see if it is legal for us to report these people to the authorities so they can never enter any civilized society again. These are pedophiles. These are people that are hell-bent on molesting children. These are the people that enacted a law that said you can marry any child of your choosing. A 90-year-old man can go and marry a nine-month-old baby. Only in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. If you're joining us, we're welcoming you. We're saying that this is Radio Biafra. Please, if you're on Radio Biafra Facebook page, continue to add your friends. If you don't know how to do that, please ask somebody to teach you. It is not very difficult. You can see where they say add people to group. Click there alphabetically. All your friends' names will come out one after the other. We know it is painstaking. We know it is very difficult. But we need as many people as possible in one place. Once we have them in one place, we'll be able to disseminate our information. Information is key. Knowledge is power. Information is our key that is going to open the door to our freedom. With this knowledge, we'll be able to take possession of our inheritance. And that position is the sovereign republic of Biafra, under God, where God intended his children to live from time immemorial. Please do not be afraid. Do not be scared. Biafra is older than Nigeria. Biafra has been in existence before Nigeria ever did. Please, you are more than welcome to join us. Should you wish to converse with us, should you wish to evaluate what is happening to us today, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. That this is Radio Biafra. Yes, have you seen something you want to read?
No.
Yes, our sister is writing. He's saying, I would love to have them, but there's a little problem I take. Can I have you explain the nature of the problem? Yes, our sister, you want to know what telephone we... I was just reading out very loud. Please do forgive me. Ifoma is asking us, what number can she call us on? Please, can you repeat the Radio Biafra studio number here in the United States? The Radio Biafra studio number we are using here in Bristol, in Virginia. Please, go ahead.
The number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
That is the number to call if you wish to call us on the phone. Alternatively, we would welcome you if you can also add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Add Radio Biafra. That's where you'll be able to join us. We are welcoming you wherever you are once again on this planet, that our lines are open. You can call us if you wish to do so. On a day we are reporting that even the Yorubas are beginning to open up their own backside, because they are reporting today that the book written by Obasanjo, the book that Obasanjo wrote, is not accurate. The book that Obasanjo wrote is not an accurate representation, is not an accurate reflection of what we transpired during the war. And these are the words of Yoruba people. These are the people who are telling you that they fought the war. Obasanjo was not even at the theater of battle. He was not there. And we'll read what they said. It's about the Civil War book that was written by somebody called Alabi Isama. I think that is his name. And he said that the generals who participated in the war, these are the people who launched this book in Lagos at the public presentation of Alabi Isama's book, Tragedy of Victory, on the spot account of Nigeria Biafra War, it's not a civil war, in the Atlantic Theater. The author in his book claimed that Obasanjo, who was the last commander of the 3rd Marine Commando that led the military campaigns against Biafra, did not participate in the real battle. Obasanjo did not fight. That is what they are telling us. These are Yoruba people, Jeola Kinode, and this man called Alabi Isama. This is what they are telling the world in their new book, that Obasanjo did not participate in the real battle, even as he committed many strategic blunders. So when they come out and tell you that they conquered you, you tell them no, they were not at the theater of battle. They never came very close, because had he come, he would have been captured the same way that Murtala Muhammad was captured at Abagana and sent back to his people with his tails between his legs. Alabi Isama added that Obasanjo in my command, that's the book that Obasanjo wrote, he wrote a Biafran book, in my command, he claimed glory for the victory even when he was not present to receive the instrument of surrender from Biafra when the war ended in 1970. Alabi Isama, who narrated how he faced persecution in the army, said his book was to celebrate others whose contributions during the war Obasanjo and others failed to acknowledge. This is what happens in Nigeria. Nobody gives an accurate account. Nobody gives you an accurate picture of what transpired. You have to go and dig around yourself. You have to go and try and find out yourself, because they believe in lying to one another. They believe in cheating one another. That is what happens in Nigeria. But unfortunately, we are here to set the record straight. We are here to make our people realize what has been happening in that country. And the truth of the matter is that Obasanjo did not see active combat. He never came into the theater. He never fought any concerted battle. After all, Yoruba people never fought any... never won any set-piece battle in their history anyway. It is not surprising that he ran away from the battlefield. He was not there when the war was fought. The war between Nigeria and Biafra was a war between the whole world and Biafra. We fought the whole world. We fought Egyptian pilots. We fought with the British in all their duplicity. We fought Shell, we fought BP, we fought all the oil interests all around the world. We fought Soviet Union, we fought the Communist bloc. Everybody concentrated to try and snuff out the life from Biafra. We are reporting it because it is the truth. And here at Radio Biafra, we tell you the truth, regardless of what it's going to cost. Please, our lines are open. Should you wish to join us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you today from a place called Bristol in Virginia in the United States. A short while ago, we took a trip to a place called Johnson City, I think it is called, in Tennessee, and to go and try and visit our sister Chidera, because we were tired of eating hamburger and eating pizza, a food I don't particularly like myself. There is no Swallow around here. They don't have any restaurant that sell our type of food for us to go and eat. So we decided to go and ask Chidera to cook. Oh my goodness, I regret it now. As it turns out, there is nothing wrong with my stomach. My stomach is fine, but I'll ask her to concentrate on becoming a medical doctor, which is what she's studying to become, and leave cooking alone for people who can cook our food in our own way. We have a message from here, our brother. His name is Austin. He's saying, Nnamdi, we must continue to speak about Masop atrocities and every evil they are doing in Igbo land, because if you don't do it, how will we know it? And how will their followers get to know what is happening? That is what our brother is asking. Of course, this is Radio Biafra. We don't allow evil rest. The same way that evil is troubling our people, we are not going to let evil rest. We have a regular caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra from Bristol in Virginia. Give us your name and where you are, please. Yes, go ahead. You're a regular caller and we enjoy that. Please, okay. You are the first caller for this segment. Please go ahead. Our last segment in Bristol, Virginia. Our last evening segment in the United States on this leg of our trip. Tomorrow's program will be coming from New York City. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to confirm if, because my wife sent something to the contact about, I don't know if you got it. So I want to just confirm. You sent it as Zambapura.
Yes. Is it via Skype or via text or via email?
No. I mean by what he sent in account in London.
Okay, in London, we shall check that. We can check that on the air or once we get off the air, but be rest assured that there is no problem. Everything is taken care of. Once it goes through, it is through. You shouldn't have any difficulties at all. And we welcome that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, very, very good. So, the contribution of what the headline is all about, you know, you see that the Radio Biafra is still causing confusion in Nigeria politics, and everybody is really, really running hater skater. They just want to see kind of politics now. It's like Radio Biafra is disturbing them too much. Everybody want to find self-defense, saying different thing or the other, you know. So, but the point, the reality is that Biafra has come to stay, and they know it clear. And they know also all these people like that, all the war, whatever they're writing about, the war history or whatever, all this, they just want to justify the genocide that committed the in Igbo land. And again, we see what is his name, go on try to defend, say that he never give any order, that even the soldiers carry order on their own hands without him authorizing them to carry the order. He just want to justify himself of genocide or all these things, all these stuff, you know. But that's, we all know what they're trying to play of, but we are still telling them that we are coming. The law will take its place. We are coming there. All a passenger will go to the head. Gowon is going to the head. All, we are coming for them all.
We are not going to spare them. We are not going to. Our people must realize. Anybody, see, the essence of having Radio Biafra is to make sure that anybody that goes against the wishes of our people, anybody that kills us, anybody that does anything to us, cannot go free. We want our people to understand that. There will be no forgive and forget. There won't be. There will not be. The same way that the Israeli Mossad hunted down everybody that participated in Nazi Germany is how we are going to hunt all of them down. We can't forgive them. We are telling them now so they know. People say, oh, but don't tell them. No. Because we know our people. They'll start telling you, oh, forget. Jesus said if they slap you on one side, turn the other side, they will slap you more. Jesus said if they kill you, repay them with good. Or some bunkum that people come up with. We are not going to forget. That is why we remind Owasurike that for sending people to go and kill other Igbo people, we will never forgive you. Not in this life, not in the next. Anybody that every Igbo life is important. We want to start that now to let people know that in the new Biafra, if you kill an Igbo person anywhere in the world, we will pursue you to the ends of the earth. You can't do that. And we are starting from now. We start from now.
Now there will be the last thing, like, Wazuki printed the passport. You know, he printed the passport, but he doesn't use even the passport he prints. He was asked of his identity card. He couldn't even present. He's not even proud of presenting the so-called Biafran passport he printed and give people, and the people lost their life because of this coward, stupid attitude. And even his identity card he gave his members, he don't even use any. Yeah, but he encouraged the members to go on and going about with all this identity card that is not recognized anywhere, risking the life of innocent people unnecessarily. But none of all these things is using by himself. See all what nonsense, all sort of nonsense people are talking in the Facebook. I asked one person, tell me a particular thing now they have done wrong to compare with Wazuki. He couldn't even say one thing. But I think I will list thousands that shows it was like a fraud. So it's not coming to Facebook and making noise to show how educated you are, how you can write very good. It's not what you wrote in Facebook that matters. It's what we see in your test that matters. That shows how you think. Because they cannot say somebody is a fraud without showing any evidence. There's a lot of evidence to show about Wazuke, how he handled this movement of the restoration of Biafra. That is totally fraud.
What we say to them is that if you know anything that I did, if you know anything any of the members of the editorial board did, don't hide somewhere. If you come on the air, if you ring us on the air, once you announce that you have something to say about us, we will give you the air for as long as you want it for. All we are saying is that after outlining any allegation, we'll ask you one or two questions, because you know the person will unravel. Because here at Radio Biafra, we are whiter than white. We are whiter than snow. We are throwing it as a challenge. Go and dig. Go and research. Go and ask questions. Is that we are clean and we are pursuing Biafra. We are going after a lot of people. Peter Obi can put out whatever he likes. The likes of Jews or Carlo, all these criminals. They can write anything they like about us to make us appear as if we are them. We are not like them. We have never been like them, and we can never, ever, ever be like them. We are working for our people. We are serving our people. We did not say we want to lead. We are only messengers of our people, giving them a platform to project their voice to the ends of the earth, to make sure that Biafra registers on the consciousness of mankind, not as people who are suffering from Kwashiorkor, not from people who are dying and begging for acceptability within Nigeria, but as a people proudly standing and trying to claim what rightfully belongs to them, which was this sovereignty we had before Lord Lugard came. Before the man called Frederick Lugard came, he was made a British temporal lord. He is not a lord from heaven. He is from this earth. He is dead and gone. He is not from heaven. Thank you very much. Anybody with anything to say about us should say so, because we are going to keep on hammering people that killed our people. Anybody who is duplicitous will report it. If you're a rogue, we'll report it. To steal in the name of Biafra is unpardonable. Yes. We cannot forgive anybody. Myself speaking, any day I derail from Biafra, do not forgive me. Anybody that forgives me is a fool. Don't forgive me.
Don't forgive me at all.
Because we cannot have this type of nonsense. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. God bless you too.
This is Radio Biafra. Please, we welcome your calls. We welcome your opinion. We are here to ensure that the truth is told about Biafra. We are here to make sure that our message gets across to the ends of the earth. We are here to make sure that Biafra is restored in truth and honesty. If you're joining us, we are welcoming you. As I was saying previously, our brother wrote, his name is Austin. He said, please, we continue to speak about massive atrocity. Of course, we speak about anybody who commits atrocity against our people. We are also reminding P2B that you have the autopsy report of our brothers in Ezu River, not minding that there were MASOP members who campaigned for them. That is what makes us very unique. That is what makes us very, very unique. If you kill our people, we will pursue you. Anybody that kills our people, we are going to go after you. We are asking P2B today to release the result of the autopsy. Let us know what happened to our people. Did you kill them? Why did you kill them, P2B? That's what we're asking you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, I'm the reverend Nasser from Spain. I've been saying something before, but I never finished what I was saying. I asked about if the police is aware that my sons are bearing arms. You know, but after that, I said, if my sons say they are against Nigerian government, and if how can myself, if Nigerian government can vote against state police, how can they allow myself, who are against Nigeria, to bear arms? So if they allow them, that means there is something wrong somewhere. So that's that. Then if it was a weekend, we have got the only one which come out, all of us are rather than a was a weekend. And if it can take a was a weekend 13 good years and nothing to show about, that means he's a failure. And before that, I'm talking about Nnamdi. If you know anything that Nnamdi has done, come up with it. In Spain, they have a problem with the president that about corruption. And when you put television every day, they are talking about that. Every blessed day, they are saying one thing, that their president is corrupt. Nnamdi is ordinary and messenger. And he is saying it, that Wazuki is corrupt. So if you are there talking about everything, so you know your own. It's just for you. Or you can call. Then if you want to find out yourself. That is okay. That's what I want to say for Nnamdi. Please, check it out.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother Nonso from Spain. I say this all the time and our people don't understand. The behavior of some people towards this Owasrike issue was why I left Nigeria to come to England to study. Because of the way certain people reason in Black Africa. I don't know how they think, for goodness sake. When you entrust somebody with your life, you say to somebody, I am voting you into office to go and represent me. The person goes there and is doing something contradictory to what you ask them to do. You impeach them. You sanction them. You send them to prison if they commit a crime, for goodness sake. I don't know why our people are so imbecilic. Why we accept nonsense all the time? That is why you have baby factories all over the place. Oh, happier, happier, happier. Leave him, leave him. What type of nonsense is that? And yet they want to come to America. They want to go to Europe. They don't ask themselves, what type of discipline went into the building of Europe? What type of discipline went into the building of America? You think it fell from heaven? Do you think in this country they will allow their president to be fooling around? Do you think that is possible? It is not possible. That is why US is doing well. They will not allow you to commit crime. Simple. I don't know why it's difficult for people to understand. You can't steal with Biafra. If you steal with Biafra, we can't get Biafra. It's as simple as ABC. Yet it's difficult to get into people's skull. It's incredible. Incredible. Incredible with our people. How you can condone evil is beyond me. Can you hear me, please? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well now.
Wonderful. You are welcome to the program. A lot of people are saying things they do not know. Where are you calling from, please, my dear sister? And you give the world your name as well, please, if you may.
Yeah, my name is Ifomachimo, but I am calling from Sweden, from Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Were you able to make contact with our brother that you were meant to be speaking to? Have you contacted him?
No. I have added him on Skype, but I don't know. Yeah, I've added him on Skype.
He is listening, and I'm sure he's going to get back to you. You have heard our headlines and what we are debating. You have heard the fact that what Radio Biafra is doing is zero tolerance. We don't want anybody coming to serve in Biafra, from permanent secretary to a clerk in office, to think that you're going to come into Biafra to steal, and then you ask us to forgive you. Because in the new Biafra, if you give bribe, you go to prison for 20 years. If you accept bribe, you go to jail for 10 years. So that we sound it as a note of warning to people that corruption will not hold. I don't mind forgiving people, but anybody, if you steal in the name of Biafra, May God help you, because you will be in very serious trouble. Where we put Peter B is where we're going to put you. Please go ahead. What would I like to say? Go ahead.
Yes, I want to start with the issue of child abuse or underage marriage.
Yes.
You know, the type of investment that people make in life will determine the kind of future they will have. You know, how their financial stuff will look like in the nearest future.
Yes.
Yeah, if you look at the northern part of Nigeria today, you see the kind of input, the type of education. Look at the educational system. You see that when a child scores 2/200, they accept the child to go to school.
Yes.
What is the output? The output is about 80% of teachers that are now unqualified.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, the output is also Boko Haram. Then the output is also this, what do they call them, that are making this law concerning underage children.
Yes.
These are the quality of life they live.
Yes.
And these are the output. It's not a mistake. I remember what my lecturer told me in school when I was studying in the University of Ibadan. You know, I did sociology as a borrowed course, but not as my major course, when they were teaching us something concerning culture, and they were giving an example with the northern way of life. They said that if you have a male friend, you as a man, you have a male friend who happened to be a northern person. If you decide to visit that your friend, he must have been married before you go there. Then if you go there as a way of giving you cola nut, they serve their wife, one of their wives, they give it to you to sleep it overnight.
Are you serious?
And it doesn't mean anything. Yes. It is still happening up to today.
Where?
Ask anybody. In the northern part of Nigeria. They give you their wife to sleep with until daybreak. It is part of kola nut for you. It is not a crime, it is a culture. It's their own way of life and it is normal. So how will you blame them when they talk about underage marriage? It doesn't even mean anything to them. So if we are shouting, if the whole of Nigerians are shouting, they see people as, what is wrong with these people? We are used to this. I don't know what is, you know, that is how they will understand it. So they have a long way to go.
That is terrible.
They need education from beginning. Yeah. They need ABCD from the beginning.
That is horrendous.
So when you say that this is a zoological republic of Nigeria, it is true. You are saying the truth. It's a complete total zoo.
So we are in a total mess. This has been happening when you go to somebody's house, some people, when you go to, because they marry a lot of wives, maybe the one that they're unhappy with, they use as well or not. They give you to welcome you to their family to say, go and sleep with this woman.
Yeah.
And this. I don't.
Yeah, even the woman will be happily. Yeah, the woman will feel happy to come to you at night and say, "Yeah, my husband sent me to you." It asks anybody. It is still happening up to tomorrow in the north, irrespective of education and all that. That is why they want to, you know, pin down all the female child right from the childhood,
so that
nobody will have access to education, and they will continue to.
My sister, stay where you are. Yeah? Stay where you are. Let's take this call. Don't go away. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra from Bristol, Virginia. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, sir, director.
Good morning.
This is Ifan Okonkwo calling from the United Arab Emirates.
From United Arab Emirates, Ifan Okonkwo. Go ahead. You are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I just wanted to comment I was going to the webpage and I saw about the senator. They are ruling on the marriage for underage marriage.
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I think it has a lot to do with their religion, because Islam as a religion allows for underage marriage. Even the prophet, Prophet Muhammad, he got married to a 19-year-old
Muhammad was married to a 9-year-old girl.
Exactly. So if they rule against that, if the Senate, if both the Northern Senate rule against that, they will be found opposing the Sharia, that which is the law of Islam, which permits them. Even in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, here in United Arab Emirates, it's lawful to do that. it's lawful to get married to a 9-13. As a matter of fact, in countries like Oman, they are like almost on a yearly basis more than 2,000 deaths. Because most of these girls, they marry them out when they've not reached the right age for marriage. And when they get pregnant, there are a lot of complications setting and they can't give birth. So most of them die as a result of such pregnant, complicated or whatever, something like that. So I think it goes to the religion, it's their belief. They can't oppose such laws. So I just wanted to keep that in because I've been listening to the program and I had a lot of contribution from other people. So the senators, that is what they do. Being Muslim, they have to support such kind of practices.
Thank you very much. So you are in the Arab Emirates, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I am Dubai precisely, sir.
You are in Dubai, and this is what is happening in the Arab world, because you yourself, you're living in the Arab world, and you're saying it's normal for them to be marrying little babies, little girls. Yes.
Yes, sir. Very, very true. You can go to them. It's something that is common knowledge. Every Muslim knows it. They can't deny it. It's something that they know very well. They are Quran and the Hadith teaches them to do that. It supports social. Because they are prophets who they look up to. They see him as the perfect example for mankind, which is Prophet Muhammad. He got married to Aisha at the age of 9. So it allows for them, actually.
So if we don't want to be a part of that, then what happens? If we don't want to be a part of a country that legalized or that has child sex abuse as part of these laws, what do we do?
Again, sir, that is why Radio Biafra is very, very important. I mean, that the awareness needs to be created. We, the Biafrans, the Igbo people, need to come out of that country. I think maybe that's why God is punishing us with all of this. We can't continue to be part of a country where, like we always say, we do not share the same value system with these people. Our belief is different from them. So we cannot continue to.
We have lost them. Our system is gone. We don't know what happened. I hope that the Skype is working. We hope it's working. No, it's gone. Please try and call us back, or if you stand by, we'll try and call you back once we recover our system. It is here that this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, please, Chidera, once again, give them the telephone number to call, if you may.
The number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. We have our sister. We are joined by our sister, Ifeoma Linda Chinwoba. She is calling us from Sweden, telling us what we never knew before about Kola Nut. I remember my cousin Emeka. He lives in Abuja now. I don't know if he's come back or if he's still there, being chased by Boko Haram. He used to tell us about some people around Cotonou. In those days, he said, they were telling us stories. You know, when you're small, people tell a lot of stories, and we buy it as little children. Even the one they told us about the building of the bridge, River Niger, how Mami Wata was fighting with Zeke, and Zeke told Mami Wata to go inside the bottle and come out. And Zeke turned into a fly, and he went inside the bottle and came. Maybe you people are too young. You don't know about this story. People who are as old as I am will know the story I'm telling. They said the way that Niger Bridge was built was Namda Azikiwe turned into a fly, went into a bottle and came out. And then the mermaid water that lives in River Niger, that every bridge that is built has always collapsed and killing people with it. And then when the mermaid water tried to turn into fly to go into the bottle, Zeke seized it and closed the bottle, cocked the bottle, and then the bridge was built. So when my cousin used to tell me these stories, I used to think that maybe he was either deluded or he was demented. It's one of the stories that they tell us as children. He would tell us about a story about a place in West Africa. I thought it was Cotonou, where you would go in the morning and they welcome you. The welcome they would give you is to give you a woman. And I thought that this was something that was happening in an alien world. I didn't know that in the Zoological Republic, a place they put us in, that it is normal for a man to give out his wife to other people. Now they don't have any adults to use less anymore. They are going for children, for an abominable law, both before man and before God. When people go without condemning it, my concern is, how come the talkatives from Yoruba land, none of them is condemning this? Willie Soyinka hasn't spoken. The so-called Falana or whatever they call these noisemakers, these talking for the sake of it because they have newspaper, they've not said anything. The Christian Association of Nigeria have not said anything. So how can we claim we live in a country where when something is happening of this magnitude, nobody can talk because it's the Muslim speaking? Go ahead. If I'm waiting, what do you have to say? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
You know, in Nigeria, most people are afraid of saying the truth about what will happen to them when they contribute to things like this. That is the more reason why most people will not be able to talk out. It's not as if they like it. They don't like it within themselves, but they fear what will happen to me if I say out something like this. So because of that, nobody wants to talk. Maybe if you talk, they kidnap you or you begin to miss. Nobody will know where you will be in the next 2 seconds after saying that. That is what they call security. A failed state is a state that fails to protect its citizens from harm. Boko Haram is a good example of something that somebody can use as an example to define Nigeria as a failed state.
It's terrible.
There's no security. Mm-hmm.
It's
nobody will say. Nobody will say the truth. They all know the truth, but they are afraid of saying it out. That is the problem.
It's terrible. It is terrible. I don't know what to say anymore. I have given up. I don't know what to say. I don't know if Chidera has anything herself to say about this. Rather, very sad and depressing news that we are receiving. That in a country where you thought, where you would have thought before you had human beings, people that go to mosque and pray every day, where you claim you have Christians, everybody. I have been following apart from the wife of the governor that made a noise about this, we've been following this to try and see if there are other people who are also complaining about what is happening. But no, lo and behold, everywhere is quiet. Because as you said, if you speak, you'll be kidnapped. If you say anything, you'll be assassinated, you'll be killed. Everybody
yes.
knows in that country that it was Babangida that killed Delegiwa. Everybody knows it. They know that Babangida sent parcel bomb, letter bomb to Delegiwa of Newswatch, the man that founded Newswatch, who was publishing the truth, telling people the truth. Now, even the so-called Nigerians, they've forgotten about him. This man was championing, telling people the truth about the corruption within Nigeria, Fujirol and MPN, people who can remember the contracting firm called Fujirol, the money they stole from MPN, how they were conniving to steal money from the country, how corrupt the government of Babangida was. What did they do? They packaged a parcel, the bomb, and sent to him, and they killed him. Please, my dear sister, stay where you are. If I'm, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Ibe calling from the UK.
Ibe from United yeah, Kingdom. What is your surname?
Yeah, Ume. Speaking, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just listening to, I listened to the evening section about the senators that voted for child molestation.
Yes.
It's not a surprise. Already, we know that they told us that they are going to Islamize Nigeria, and all these are the prophecies or that is the beginning of the Islamization of Nigeria. So it shouldn't be a surprise to us, because if you look at the list like you made it, there's no certain senator except a few of them from one from Edo State or something like that. So it is a clear indication that those guys, we are not the same with them. No way. I was telling someone this evening that there's no way, man. There's no way there will ever be peace in Nigeria, because there's nothing in common among all the nationalities in Nigeria. Nigeria has more than 10 nations put together by one man called Lord Lugard.
His name is Frederick Lugard, not Lord. He's not a Lord. His name is Frederick.
Yeah, Mr. Lugard. Yeah, yes. the Mr. Lugard. Okay? Now, what is common? Like I was listening to Sarido Kubo the other day. He was saying it categorically. What unifies him to the man in the north? There's nothing. Nothing unifies him. Just like me, I know that anywhere I'm working in Nigeria or in any Islamic part of the world today, I'm an infidel because I go to the toilet, I don't take a kettle full of water to wash my thing after business. I go to the toilet, I don't wash with water instead of washing with water. I use toilet tissue to clean my business. Then you don't use kettle, you're an infidel, you're supposed to die.
Are you serious?
It is very... That is it. That is how you are seen, because you don't use kettle of water after going to toilet. You don't use kettle of water to wash your business.
What happens because of that? Then what? Because of that?
You are an infidel and you are supposed to be killed. That is it. That is what you are. That your president of Nigeria is an infidel.
So
all those things.
My goodness me.
If they start listing all this, all the things that make you an infidel, and all you are, man, the way they see all the people that are not Muslims, they're supposed to die, okay? But now, from that list, I saw Zana and Mohammed Zana and Alain Dume. These are two people who have Boko Haram issues hanging on their necks. Alain Dume and Mohammed Zana, they have Boko Haram supporters till today. Nothing is happening to them. Why? Because they are not honest. British government gave them power. You see, the day these guys are going to take over Nigeria, or which they already they have in their hands.
They have taken over our place. Happy hand.
I made a mistake by saying the day they would take over. They already have Nigeria in their hand, and the British government knew it would be like this. That was why they give them the power. That what in anything that anywhere that it is voting that we count, they're going to take the day, because what they have more seats in the federal parliament, so you cannot do anything. Look at this, the stupid man. I call him a stupid man. The man in the River State that doesn't know that the Northerners are actually trying, together with the thug, Lagos thug called Tinubu, he doesn't know that they are trying to use him to make sure that they grab power away. So he doesn't know that the Northerners and the thug in Lagos State called Tinubu are trying to use him to destabilize and make sure that they get power back from Jonathan. He doesn't know that. The Northerners are hell-bent to get power back, okay? Now, coming to this child molestation issue, something. It is something that we have to take seriously, at least for now. People are still under one umbrella, answering Nigeria. Although we know by birth where we are, for where we come from.
Yes,
it should be made clearly, and we must continue hammering it that this is not good. The other guy that just phoned from the United Arab Emirates was telling you that Mohammed got married to a girl called Aisha. You got surprised. Is it only you that didn't know that Mohammed was a pedophile? Put it everywhere, man. Because Muslims do what? They are very unhappy when someone says true about a religion. He married a 9-year-old child. Okay?
I think the best thing to do is to ask Muslims, how many of them, are they willing to give away their daughters at the age of 9 to other men to marry? Are they comfortable with that?
Yes, they do that. So what, you shouldn't be asking such questions. That's what they do.
I don't know.
Yarima? Ahmed Sani, did he not marry a girl from Egypt? A very young girl from Egypt.
That is not a young girl, it's a child. There's a difference between a young girl and a baby. The girl is a baby.
A child. What I'm saying is that you made mention of that we will keep hammering it. All these guys that voted in favor of this, their names should be compiled and sent to either the United Nations or any other world body, that these men should be confided in Nigeria. Any day they set their feet in any of the Western countries, they should be captured.
Yes.
Because that is what all these children, once, you know what we call a pelvic inflammation.
Yes.
Once a girl whose pelvis are not developed enough to carry babies get pregnant, her pelvis swell up and most of them die. And that is what, if you go to the north today, that is what thousands of women that come to hospital suffer pelvic inflammation, pelvic inflammation, pelvic inflammation, and most of them die. Okay?
Incredible. Incredible.
So that is just the little I want to put on this net.
Thank you very much, dear brother. Thank you. You've enlightened me so much. Yes. It's a two-way process here. We learn from people and they learn from us. I couldn't quite believe that people can go about and deliberately try to get little children to sexually abuse them. It's beyond me. And then to have the guts and the temerity to make it, to pass it as a law, is even cheek. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unacceptable. Let's go to our dear sister, see if she sees that. Ifeoma, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what do you make of what our brother is saying? Telling us that Islam is a religion of pedophilia because Muhammad himself married a 9-year-old. Is that correct?
I don't know. You know, that is something I don't know.
You don't know that Muhammad married a 9-year-old? Aisha.
That religion is not my religion at all.
so you don't wish to discuss it because it's not your religion.
No,
it's understandable. It is perfectly understandable. We are reporting on the issue of baby factory as well. I don't know if you have an opinion on it, because in my view that this issue of baby factory is distressing. It is distressing. We are talking about pedophilia in the north, and in Biafra land we're talking about child making babies and selling them. One of the babies, is quite astonishing. I think we need to read this thing out again so that people will understand. Please, Chidera, if you may, please give us this particular news again in total so that our people can follow what is going on, please. This blind man running baby factory in Anambra.
A 54-year-old blind man, his daughters and others have been arrested in Anambra State for running a baby factory. Operatives of the State Security Service, SSS, arrested Geoffrey Okoli, who hails from Aguata local government area, but failed to apprehend another suspect, one Catherine Eze, alleged to be the brain behind the sale of babies. They said other accomplices are in the SSS custody. Anambra State Director of the Security Service, Mr. Alex Okiyi, told reporters yesterday in Awka that the suspects have been transferred to the National Agency for Prohibition of Traffic of Persons, NAPTIP, in Enugu for further investigation. The suspects allegedly realized 900,000 naira from the sale of two babies, a boy and a girl, at 530,000 naira and 370,000 naira respectively. The teenage girls, ages 17 and 19, daughters of Mr. Okoli, said they did not benefit from the sale of the babies as they were not given any money. Okeyi spoke on the case of a teenage pregnant lady apprehended in Okoli's house, whose real name is believed to be Anisiobi, 19 years. Her unborn baby was slated to be sold on delivery. Unfortunately, the girl started bleeding on July 10 and had to be delivered of a baby girl through cesarean section, CS, the same day at the Anambra State University Chain Hospital, Amako, in Awka, but the baby later died. The main suspect, he said, graduated in sociology and anthropology from the University of Nigeria, Nsukka, in 1994 and works as a welfare officer in one of the local government areas in the state. Narrating his audio yesterday at the state headquarters of the SSS, Okoli confessed that he sold the two babies, adding that he joined the business last year. He said, "I sold the boy to one woman at Ekulobia in Aguata local government area for 530,000 naira last month, and the girl that gave birth to him has gone back to her place in Akpopo in the Idemili South Council area. I sold the girl whose mother is from Ojoto. In Idemili South Council for 370,000 naira to a woman, Agolo Ezechiku, also last month. I know that what I have been doing is wrong, but I did it to help those girls who had no place to live when they were driven out of their homes. I am a social welfare officer by vocation. Last year, a lady came to me, Mrs. Kate Eze, in my office and told me that she and the husband have AS blood group, that their children were dying after birth, which made them childless and therefore needed to adopt a baby. I advised them to process the needed adoption papers through the Ministry of Women Affairs, which they agreed and left, and I never knew it would turn to this level, Okoli said. The suspect's two teenage daughters, arrested alongside their father, told our correspondent that they thought their father was helping people in need without knowing that it was purely for business.
That is the news we are reporting on this very incident of Baby Factory. Again, we reported this incident when it broke in Nungwa. Another one happened inside Abamen town itself. But before that, low-level ones have been happening around Umuahia and its environs. We can credit Abia State as being the capital of this baby factory. It slowly grew, the business slowly grew into Imo State. From there, it went into Enugu State. Now it's arrived wholeheartedly into Anambra State, where a boy was sold for 530,000 naira and a girl was sold for 370,000 naira. I don't know if you took somebody away from Igboland, say about 20 years ago, and they come back now, do you think, my dear sister, that they'll be able to recognize the place given what is happening?
Of course, but nobody will recognize again, because even in a day they always have a lot of changes in every society. Nothing is static. But the issue of buying and selling of this baby, I don't know if it is now a business. It depends on the power of demand and supply anyway. It depends on the power of market, you know, this thing, demand and supply. Who are they supplying these babies to? If they don't have any customers, would they be doing this? Who is sponsoring them? Ani ekwu na DBA zuru oke, or sindi dali bitoba for nwoke police we sukwu join yana the business. The man who's supposed to, you know, who's supposed to look for how to regain his sight is into that type of bullshit.
It's terrible. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Thank you very much for those who are joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you today from a place called Bristol in Virginia, in Eastern United States. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. This is our second installment. This is the second program we are presenting today. When we can, all the time we've been in the U.S., we've been presenting both morning here for us and also evening to take care of the people here in the U.S., those that went to work, that came back, to make sure that they understand the need for us to have Biafra, to make sure that all the things happening in the Zoological Republic affecting our people is brought to their attention. That is why we are here. That is why we are bringing Radio Biafra closer to our people, and that is what we're going to continue doing until Biafra comes. This, incidentally, is going to be the last broadcast we're going to have in this part of the world before I proceed to New York tomorrow. Hopefully we should be able to run a program in New York. It's going to be a very brief one, and it's going to be in the afternoon. We don't know if there are people who are going to be off work to be able to host us just for tomorrow so we can run this program. If there's anybody around the New York area, New Jersey, how far is the New Jersey from JFK airport, do you know?
Probably about an hour and a half.
Okay. Let's go and take this call, and then we'll try and see what we can do. Okay. This is Radio Biafra. If you're listening to us, you're a very lucky man. You're a very lucky woman. You're a very lucky child. That means a senator hasn't taken care of you yet. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from a place called Bristol in Virginia. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Kelechi Ofoled. I'm calling you from New Zealand.
The great man himself, Kelechi, stay where you are. Let's take this call. Remain where you are, Kelechi. Let's take this. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Dr. Ogedu Zokwe. I'm calling from Wales.
Yes, doctor.
I want to contribute my little quota in this discussion, because I've been listening to all the news, but I'm overwhelmed by all this rubbish I'm hearing, you know. And I believe that the only way we can start solving some of these problems is the moment we get our transmitter. Once we get our transmitter, most of this rubbish will start disappearing. hearing immediately. Because as long as people back home are not hearing what you are saying and so on and so forth, our work will be very, very, very difficult. Because the moment we get the transmitter, I'm sure that the other land will start becoming clean, generally, and this is my sincere belief. As a matter of fact, everything about Nigeria is thinking. For a long time, I've never called myself a Nigerian. Anywhere they ask you, where are you? So, I hate Nigeria, because when people ask me, are you a Nigerian? I'll look at them and say, listen, I hate Nigeria. If God asks me which country would he destroy, even if I have a sister in Nigeria right now, I would say, please destroy Nigeria with every person inside it. That is true. That is always my answer. I just have this hatred for that country called Nigeria. And God, please forgive me, because the problem is that I just feel very unhappy every day when I think of the fact that these people will not give us the room to actualize, to restore our sovereign state of Biafra and live a life I know that will be full of it's like Biafra is heaven on earth.
Yes,
that and that's the way I see it.
Yes.
It's very, very unfortunate, you know. I don't know, our brothers everywhere should really try and start making contributions. Let us get our transmitter, because that is where everything will hinge. Yes.
A lot rides on the transmitter. It is our own nuclear bomb. You are saying, I used to say it before. I used to say, if my parents are there, some of my siblings are there, but if they want me to replace them, I'll replace them. The only thing that God can do is to destroy that very place. If our people agree to be part of Nigeria, destroy everything. If not, please regard Biafra. People don't understand why I hate that place so much. This is a place, you know, sometimes you are a medical doctor in the United Kingdom of all places. How would you feel when you're going, either you've been called to treat a child or you're delivering a child or whatever. You're looking at that child. As you deliver the child, another man is walking in with a walking stick saying, give that child to me, I want to marry her. How? It's beyond belief, beyond comprehension, beyond belief. Beyond belief, a grandfather shaking on a walking stick, looking for a 9-year-old to marry. You are asking yourself, are these people in the real world or are they? And Ebojine with them, because when I get very, very agitated, I speak my beautiful Igbo language. Ebojine nye munsogbo wona ndi mmadu na huchi ihe ndi a nile ha agba nkiti. Igbo ne
kwusi na owo. One of the contributors have already told you so. If you talk too much in Nigeria, they kill you. In fact, I believe that you really need to guard yourself very well, because you are just the prophet that will deliver us. Your dad back home also needs to be very cautious where he goes and so on. Well, these people are just agents of Satan. Killing in Nigeria is no more, to them it is part of life, you know. They killed 3.5 million people during the war, and no person talks about it, and they still have to feel that the country will still continue to exist. It's not possible. The spirit of all these people that died during the war, so on. We never let Nigeria see any progress until something is done that will change the whole thing. You know, it's unbelievable, you know, what that country represents and how it is being run. So that is why people keep quiet. People are not keeping quiet because they like it, but because if you talk too much, they will kill you.
Then if somebody, as somebody in the know, if somebody is coming to kill you and you kill them instead in self-defense, is that a crime?
Yes, yeah, that's a crime.
Then
but what they take is that you don't even know when they come and kill you. That is true. There is so much atrocities going on in that godforsaken country called Nigeria. So much atrocity. And the so-called politicians or governors go about as if everything is okay. I hate Nigeria, I don't know. I hate Nigeria with their passion. I'm very, very unhappy every day I stay in the United Kingdom. I don't want to go back to Nigeria and live the rest of my life. You know, I'm not enjoying this country any longer, because when they make their own law of a man marrying a man and a woman, I start thinking, how can somebody be giving up his children in this kind of place? It's true.
And where you come from, they are marrying children. You're asking yourself, God, give me a country of my own. Let me go and make use of it. You know?
So, if you agree, look at maybe one of the biggest. That is a mistake, because they knew what they were doing. But the real problem we are suffering today has been caused by the British. And only God knows what he will do to the British at the end of the day, because they cannot go through with what they are doing to the children of God.
They can't. I agree with you.
They cannot go through.
Yes. I agree with you, Doctor. I agree with you, yes. Totally. And we are returning to the United Kingdom. We'll be there. We'll be broadcasting live from our studios on Sunday. And when we come in, of course, we'll be able to speak. And we'll try and see what happens for you to come and join us in one of the sessions. Because radio, as we keep saying all the time, we say to people, if you come to London, speak, look for Uche Mefo, look for Dr. Egemba, look for Barrister Mamesi, look for Amarachi Opara, look for anybody. We want you to come to the studio to join us to broadcast. Is your studio. It doesn't matter if you have contributed or you have not contributed, as long as you're Biafra, Radio Biafra belongs to you. There is no
list. Yes. We are saying. I would very much like to. The other day when I went to the meeting, I met Wada Amarachi. It was not believable. I told you I missed him. You're a star. You don't know. because when you hear my key, I haven't met you before. I don't know how you look like. You know, I met most of the others, you know, Dr. Gemban I met them. And I was actually admiring all of them. You know, I don't know how you people started this process without involving me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your call. Yeah. Thank you. We are grateful.
Chidera for me. I hope she's hearing me. I'm happy for what she has done so far for the cause of Biafra. One day I'll get to meet her in person. More grease to her elbow.
Yes, doctor. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. But she's a terrible cook anyway. I think I'm mama.
He ate all of it.
Can you imagine a woman cooking and there is tomatoes floating on the stew? Unbelievable.
Doctor, it's a lie. He got the tomatoes for her.
Thank you very much, doctor. Let's take this call. And our brothers on Skype, please wait. And our sister. Please, we are very great. Let's go back to the line and see who is there. Is the caller on Skype? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here,
my
man.
Dear brother, you are very faithful. You are very loyal. You are more loyal than Nigeria itself to common sense and reason. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Right, thank you very much, Nnamdi. Well, my contribution today is actually going to touch on most of the things that we've been discussing in the past weeks. Let me start by talking about Wazirike. I think, I can actually use any language. Like, Owole no mume. I think onye obula geji ndi na aruka. Asi da ihe na eme ka onye na aruka ji anya hu.
Ikuku na efe ka na hu ikoko.
Exactly. ndị Igbo na ndị Biafra ndị na-achọghị ịnụ nke Radio Biafra na Bilie na-ekwu, ha ga-awụ ndị Ụwazirike ga-egbu, ha ga-awụ ndị Ụwazirike ga-ememila, ha ga-awụ ndị Ụwazirike ga-edufu. Onye na-ege hụ ntị, onye na-achọghị sọpọtụ eziokwu, ndị ụjọ na-atụ, ndị na-achọghị ikwu nke wee eziokwu ka ihe na-eme Ekwensu, ha dum ga-awụ ndị a ga-edula ọkụ mmụọ n'ike. Mana ndị niile wụ ndị chọrọ ikwu eziokwu, ndị na-ege ntị n'ihe eziokwu wụ ndị ga-anọ ndụ ji anya hụrụ Biafra. Ọ nwụkwa iyi ka m na-akpọ onye ọbụla, mana ihe m na-ekwu wu ihe a wụ ihe mere eme ka ọ. Ndị na-asị Nnamdi ha kwụsị ya kwụsị ịgwa ikwu maka Ụwazirike, ka otu a ga-esi kwụsị ikwu maka Ụwazirike. Ụwazirike gburu 12 people esi o stejiri si stay at home. Na Ụwazirike gbukwala 4 more people. How many people ka Ụwazirike ga-egbu before ndị be anyị apụtasị ihe a wụ ihe ọjọọ? You know, so my point here is that, you know, if you don't want to, you know, believe the truth, then the evil will befall you, and when it happens to you, we will not be sorry to you. It's just as simple as that. Okay, but I have to abandon the Ụwazirike issue for now.
Go ahead.
Concerning the baby factory in Anambra State, I think you know, it's high time our parents, because when I say our parents, I'm actually trying to involve both mother and father in this issue. We are Igbos, we are Biafrans. We have a very different culture from that of Hausa people. And thank God that our senators, you know, didn't actually vote in favor of this law. We have to take the law into our hands this time around. Educate your own kids, educate them, and actually try to protect them. If you see an old man trying to approach your child, don't wait for the police, don't wait for the army. Take the law into your hand, kill them, and nothing will happen. I'm telling you the truth. Defend your own family. Americans are doing it. Every family in America has got their own gun. Of course, if the government cannot defend you, you have to defend yourself. This is not trying to say we are encouraging evil. No, we are not encouraging evil. But you cannot fold your hands and let people kill you or let people destroy what you have. Everybody knows what it takes to raise a child. And you cannot tell me that when you actually doing the good work of raising your child in God's way, somebody will come all of a sudden and destroy you and destroy your family. Don't let that happen. Don't wait for the government to help you in this one. You can take the matters into your hand. Trust me on that. And again, one point that I want to touch on is I have a friend who happens to be a Saudi Arabian. Because, you know, I have to mention this because of the fact that a lot of people that have been contributing on the Facebook abandoned their Biafran fight because of the fact that somehow Nan said that we will actually have mosques in Biafran land. Well, it's not that Nan said that. It's something that can happen. Yeah, but we still have the power to reverse any mosque that is already existing in our land if we want. Because when I was talking to my friend in Saudi Arabia, I said I have searched far and wide, it's only Saudi Arabia that doesn't have churches. Can you tell me why this is the case? And he told me it's a simple truth, that they didn't want churches because if they allow one person to start a church today, tomorrow that one person will actually extend hand and convert a Muslim to a Christian, and that would mean that they will be diminishing in size and in number, which is exactly what the Northerners have done to us, the Biafrans, the Igbos. Okay, they have scattered their mosque, they have built it everywhere, and they are expanding hand, diminishing our own size. Okay,
yes.
We have to do something about it. I'm not saying that I'm not trying to say here that we won't have mosque, but I'm saying that even if we will have mosque, we may, at the initial stage when we realize Biafra, abolish everything about Muslims and mosques until further notice. We need to reorient ourselves. And when we do, then we can now allow the other people that want to, you know, come in with their own culture to come in. But as it stands now, we need to gather ourselves together again as the Biafrans and Igbos that we are. We've lost our culture. We've lost our sense of belonging. So we need to rebuild all these things in future. I think I will have to stop there, Nandi. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother, for calling. Anybody that supports evil will meet evil. It is because of the inability of the people that inhabit the zoological republic to rise up against evil. That is why evil is being visited upon them. Evil flourish when good people do nothing. That is why I respect Caucasians. I respect both the British and the Americans and the French and the Germans. And they don't not allow nonsense. They can't allow it. Silvio Berlusconi gave the right in Italy power after many years in political wilderness. Because he had sex with a 17-year-old girl, he's in prison. Regardless of any achievement you made for us, that is babash compared to what you have done. There is somebody called Sir Jimmy Savile. He was a knight of the realm in England, a philanthropist who has raised millions for children. When he died, they found out that he was abusing children. If you see the way they dealt with this man, in the next life, he will not come. If there's an afterlife, he will not come to England because they're waiting for him. You know what they did? They went to where they buried him. The family pleaded with police, please remove his headstone. People were threatening to go and dig up his body and burn it and desecrate his body. That these are societies I respect. Because they don't tolerate nonsense. When I see our people tolerate evil, when I see Owazurike kill our people, and our people are so imbecilic to rise up and say, I begin to wonder. That gave me one very simple clue, that this was exactly what we did, and that was why slavery took hold. That was why the killing of twins happened in Igbo land. You see evil happening. You can't ask questions. And you want God to bless you, you can clap on Sundays and give your money to Yoruba pastors and ask God to bless you. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth because here we cannot compromise on the truth. Our ancestors said that that is our guiding principle. We are not going to deviate from the truth. And I will go down. We cannot run away from the truth. If you don't like it, you live in America till the day you die. Dr. Osokwe said he doesn't want to live in London. He wants to go to, he didn't say he wants to go to township. He said he wants to go to the village. Me too, I want to go back to my village, and I can only do that if there is Biafra. Because if I go there now, of course I will go. We are going to battle them in however way they want it, because Radio Biafra is going back. Our own brand of nuclear weapon is coming, and we're going to use it. And that is our very simple transmitter. The only weapon we have is the truth. All we have said is the simple truth. If you defend Owazurike, you defend him with something. Defend him with something, please. Our brother on the phone, we do apologize. Please call back. We kept him on the phone for very long. We do apologize if you call us back. We'll take this call. Please call back. We'll take your call. The person on the phone, I think that may be from Malaysia. It is 6-0. I think that is him. Thank you for listening and calling back. Our dear sister, stay where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We do apologize for having kept you on hold for long. Please go ahead.
It's okay. It's okay, Mr. Nande. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you very much.
I'm Prince Eretta. I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm an Imo State indigene.
Thank you.
Biafra, you know?
Thank you.
Okay, I want to make a personal... I want to give a personal advice. You can take it or you may leave it.
Go ahead.
But I want to suggest that you reduce the way you communicate with people on Facebook. If you go on Facebook, you try to drop your information, you leave, because by the time you try to engage with people, you will have the all manner of people, including those their brain have been, they have undergone so many surgery. They will be saying all sorts of things, trying to demoralize you, trying to insult you. Those that doesn't have conscience any longer, those that they cannot be able to govern their wife, even their girlfriends, in their own little body, will be telling you, internationally recognized, the whole Igbos have given you a go ahead. They were trying to use a matter of grammar because they can speak English. You see, listen. Mr. Nandi, speaking English or writing good grammar will never make one a good leader, and it will never change the mind of an idiot. Education can only make you open your eyes. It will not change your knowledge, except you have to change yourself. That is why you see that you can still be a professor using four eyes, and your wife will rule your house. He will tell you when to go to bed and sleep, and tell you when to go out and call your villagers that you should organize a meeting. your wife will be calling you. You are a professor. Most times I see them, they write a whole grammar and they Facebook, but their brain are not.
Okay. Yes. I will take advice. I can tell you categorically.
When I go and read what you're talking with them, it tempts me a lot. It makes me say, what is this? Not everybody should be talking to you now. We are holding you at a high esteem, and if you don't know, you are more than governors, you are more than some kings in Igbo land. Please, you should know how Asinoyes and Eri Henoa. Stop engaging with idiots. Are you following?
Yes, I agree with you, and I will do so.
So
you have said
reduce
so, and I will do
from
so.
Now.
Yes,
they are giving
so.
You insult, and we don't like it. You see, in Igbo land, when you're insulting our elder or somebody that we recognize very well, we hold as a very high esteem. It makes most of us boil. Don't go there any longer.
Okay.
The next time somebody is trying to ask you, is going to bound you from one place or the other. No. When you go there, put your information, you go your way.
Okay.
So even if you have to talk, let it be once, you go. That is that.
Okay.
Now, I want to say something concerning the baby factory we have been talking about from Imo State, Abia State, and now in Anambra. I want to say something that is very, very important, you know. We cannot be labeling all these people doing money, baby factory. I know press can, there is press propaganda, you know about that, that is one too. I have to blame all these things because of bad leadership. Hunger and starvation
it's true, anyway,
is
yeah.
very rampage in Igbo land.
That's correct.
We have about that. Then it's only when we can be able, listen my brother, no man can serve God with empty stomach. You see the corruption. I'm telling you the fact. No man can willingly serve God with empty stomach. It's difficult. Now, I want to tell you this. In my own reasoning, I prefer somebody put into bed and handed over the baby to someone else to train, both in kind or in cash,
yeah.
than abortion. I hate abortion. I hate abortion. I believe that every child on earth should have a life. I hate abortion. If we are trying to hit on these people giving birth and handling it over, let us not use the word sell, because I know most times, if not the bad ones, I can sell, buy kids or take kids for rituals.
Mm-hmm.
Someone put into bed, I cannot support that, but if mistakenly someone put to bed and give any rich person that can be able to train, it's better than abortion. I hate abortion as a young man.
Yes, but stay where you are for 1 second. Let's instruct Mr. Emmanuel Okafor to stay where he is on Skype. We are coming to you next. Emmanuel Okafor on Skype,
okay.
Stay where you are. Yes, my brother, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
So as I'm saying, I am 37 years of age today. I'm not yet married, but I'm working towards that. But I have not aborted any lady. I'm a very, very careful person. I hate abortion. We all are human beings. We are conceived, we are put into bed. My mother put to bed, just like every other mother there. So I believe that every child conceived should be given a life. I hate abortion. By the time we keep hitting on it that any mistakenly pregnancy, as poverty is everywhere, you give a little girl 50 naira, you give a little bread and you give a little rice, you can take to bed by the, you know, evil men are everywhere.
Yes.
Those that cannot hold their dick. They cannot control their manhood. They are evil men. They use their money, they use their way, they use their influence. And the area boys and what have you, they keep disturbing kids and they keep deceiving little girls. Everywhere
yes.
they are because of poverty, you know. So let us not keep helping the Western propaganda or the Yoruba propaganda, tagging them baby factory. I'm telling you, my brother, you are educated, you are civilized. If you ponder down well, you'll find out that most of these people were tagging baby factory and in another way around helping the situation. I know we don't have to air it out that give them a maximum support. Bad people will fall into it, will go into it and start making it a business. Are you following?
Yes, yes, I do, yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying, yes, yes. I accept what you're saying, that some girls may get into mistake and become impregnated rather than aborting it. And have,
yeah.
I understand what you're saying
yeah,
in its entirety, yes.
I hate abortion.
Thank you very much. Your advice is well taken. Everything you've said to me makes a lot of sense. And I'll take it on board. Thank you very much for calling and continue to spread the gospel of Biafra according to what this radio station is doing. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Emmanuel Okafor, I presume. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Ndewo, welcome. Please go ahead and tell the world where you are. I've given them your name, Emmanuel Okafor. Where are you? From Thailand, Thailand Wondioma Ebe Pastor Livinus. Pastor Livinus Nona Thailand. They're good people. Go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
If I'm chakwano itunya na mabaka no abokwano amara muke agesi we nweke imene ka ndi no 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 na da agu akwụkwọ nweke ma ife a na-eme ife a wee mkpali a na ụdị dị mma ka ọ na-abụna na ndị na-awọtasịrị ife a na-eme dịfe dịka ndị biafra ndị igbo nwere ike onwe ndị nwere ike ime ka fambe ife na-ekwesịrịnụ. Amara mma nwere etu esi wee nwee ike onwe ife dịka ụlọ akwụkwọ maka na ọ bụrụ mmadụ niile bụ ndị nwere ohere ịbịa na n'ife Skype maọbụ ife ịntanetị anapa kwesịrị ka a na-akụziri ọfụma ka nke onye ọbụla na-eme ka ọ na-emekwu ya n'ụzọ dị mma ka e wee nwee ike ịga n'ebe afọ ọbịa ka a na-atụ anya.
Ihe ị kwuru nwanne m nwoke bụ eziokwu. Kama na ọ bụ ya mere anyị ji nwee olileanya n'oge na-adịghị anya na anyị ga-enwe ike zụta transmitter ka anyị nwee ike gwunye na Labiafra igwe na-agbasa ozi ga na-akọwara ndị ebe anyị na asụsụ anyị niile dị iche iche, mana asụsụ Igbo, ma nke Ibibi, ma nke Efik, ma nke ọbụladị nke ndị Anangị na-asụ, ọbụladị ndị nọ na ebe a na-akpọ Kwaibo, ọbụladị ndị nọ n'Ijaw, n'ebe niile dị iche iche nọ obodo anyị okirikiri, anyị ga-asụsụ asụsụ ha niile n'otu n'otu. Anyị nwee ike zụpụta transmitter, anyị ga-egwu ya n'ụlọ ụtụtụ, ehihie, abalị, anyị ga na-agbasa nke bụ eziokwu. Anyị ga na-eso ụzọ nke ndị Igbo soro, nwee ike hiwe ala Igbo n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu. Ọzọ, ọ ụkpụrụ anyị ga na-agbaso n'ihi nke anyị na-aga na anyị chọrọ enyemaka, anyị chọrọ enyemaka ka anyị nwee ike zụpụta transmitter anyị na-ekwu okwu ya oge ọbụla. Ọbịa ga-enye anyị ikikere iji gbasa ozi dịka gụwa na onweghị si chọọ ya. Anaghị emenwu ya ma ọ sọsọ na anyị nọ n'ebe a na-agbasa ozi, nọ n'ịntanetị na-agbasa ozi mba ọga ha ezu. Anyị chọrọ ịpụ apụ, nwee ike kọwara ndị ebe anyị banye usekwu niile, obodo ọbụla nọ n'ala Biafra, ọnụ mkpu niile nọ n'ala Biafra, ezinụlọ niile ga na-enweta redio Biafra n'oge na-adịghị anya. Ọbịa mere mgbe ọbụla anyị na-agwa ha sị na ọ dị nnukwute mkpa na onweghị ihe ka ịgbasa ozi, onweghị ihe ka ịgbasa amamihe, n'ihi na amamihe dị ụkọ n'ebe anyị si pụta. Anyị chọrọ ka ụmụnne anyị, onye ọwụla nwee ike nweekwa ohere onu nwanwe nwee ike kpọọ sị adịghị ama amalekwu nwee ihe nwee obimnobi m gbasara njem anyị na-aga. N'ihi nke anyị niile kwuru dị n'akwụkwọ, anyị ga-agbaso ihe i kwuru, kama anyị na-agba mbọ ịhụ na onye ọbụla nwere ikikere biko tinye aka ka ihe transmitter bụrụ ihe anyị ga-enweta tata echi echi. Ndewo.
Imekadalụ onye nwa difensị ka ntụnye maka na nkụzi ka m na-agụzi ndị uche o doo m anya na ife a mụtara amụta ka ife a gbara agba.
Abeziokwu nwanne ọma, nna m gọzie gị. Ndewo, ndewo.
Anyị nọ ebe a, anyị nọ na Thailand, anyị na-agbakwu na ume na ka anyị jide kọsịrị onwe anyị ọfụma wee nwere mmanya nke anyị nwere ike ime n'igwe.
Ndewo, ndewo. Imena unu jisi ike. Ndewo. This is Radio Biafra, give us your name. The caller on the phone, reduce your system and talk to us, please. Barata Radio again and talk to us. I don't know if they can hear us. The caller on the phone, you must reduce your system, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, sir.
Good evening from Bristol in Virginia. Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Amosi. I'm calling from India. I'm from Imo State of Kibwe.
Okay, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Nambi. I've been listening to Radio Biafra about a month now. I'm very appreciated. I thank you and your family and all the members of Radio Biafra over there. I appreciate your good work.
Thank you very much.
So, for the issue of baby factory in Igbo land, I believe those people have something that called organization. Because I can't see the reason why they didn't hear. I see the news last time in Abia State, last time, last. Some weeks ago I saw it in Imo State, now in Anambra. That means there's some organization running this baby factory. That's why when political agents on this day, they back into this state. So I think we Igbo land will have some traditional rulers, we have some organized and so-called vigilant groups. I think those people, they can help. and fight for this rubbish. Because if this kind of things in the news or anywhere, internet is everywhere now, they will say, people are calling Igbo, Biafran people, bad people, because of all sorts of nonsense like this. So that is what I want to say about it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We are grateful. Thank you very, very much for your call. We accept all you have said. But one thing came out from what our brother said a while ago. Our brother said, of course, evil is evil, yes. But people are so poor back home. There is so much poverty that impregnating little girls is very, very easy. Because with a bag of, a sachet of rice or indomie, you see men walking about with indomie in their pocket, looking for hungry girls to give indomie. Indomie is about 15 naira. They give it to them and they sleep with them. They get them pregnant. What do those girls do? Do they go for abortion or do they give birth? That's the problem.
They should go to motherless babies' home. That's where they're supposed to go to. That's the.
But that's that, even there, they still sell babies as well. At motherless babies' home, they still sell them.
But at least that one is legalized and it involves a lot of process in it. Not just
rather than just taking a child for 530,000.
Yeah, for 530,000 naira. They take very good care of those women, those pregnant women and the babies. And they just don't sell it to anybody.
That comes along.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go into that later. Okay. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm the first in the Wumaro Kibo in Malaysia. God bless you. Thank you very much for the opportunity you give me to speak. I want to contribute a little for this Abuki that by taking underage party license. They have taken license for children.
Yes.
So they take license for to marry children. Okay, what I want to say is that it's an escort point for Biafra now. We have got to score 0.1 against them. And I'm very happy that the total vote is from Benin up to north with Eurobars. So what I want to say is this. Please, they can know and then only you see who make a very good petition for all the whole world. Everyone had to reach on that.
You pursue them.
So, you know, some of the people who are in Wazirike, please, if Wazirike is listening, let him come on Radio Biafra and clarify himself. Yes. Let him come here and speak his mouth now. Let him come here and speak.
He can send somebody to come and speak for you.
Call Radio Biafra and defend yourself. Owazirike, we are begging you, so that tomorrow it will not be like a mouse and cat issue, because I will not like us tomorrow say forgive, because we are too old to forgive again. If you forgive, if you offend us, you go to jail. Then, thank you, sir. After that one, I want to say something again. Every Biafra man that has money up to billions that keeping quiet, seeing us dying, and you know that we body bow, and also two gonna be a guy and I will support what Biafra.
Amen.
Two gonna be a guy. All of them, one by one, all the whole Biafra citizens from Calabar, Akwa Ibom, Ijo, Urobo, Idoma, anywhere you come from, you are Biafra, you have up to billions. You don't want to support us, whether secret or open. God can now pocket that money and give us. Then we will support Biafra.
Yes, amen.
Number three thing, I thought it would be Kobon Nande. Remember this 1940 amalgamation of North and South Gaime expire. Which date it called about that?
Midnight of the 30th of September.
September 2014.
That is correct.
I thank you. Then after that date, I will write a button on the street to make protest.
We will not do protest. After that day, you can go to Abuja and blow up the National Assembly. You will be within your rights to do so.
Thank you very much. Emana, I want to know, because anyway, something like there's something you said when I was a kid, early 80s. We had a lot of story. now somebody of an bottle, they cover it, they turn to mosquito, turn to this. Exactly. I had a lot of stories. So when I woke, when I grew up, I thought that those things, like, I don't know how to say it. Now if you tell me to say, my friend, can I say that? So there's a lot of stories happen. A lot of stories, like from 1980, I had stories to the point that if I start to say it now, people will laugh at me. They say, yeah, where do you come from?
Yes, it's so, true. All those cock and bull stories that were told to us to try to inflame us and tell other people. Maybe it's the Mami Water that is stopping them from starting the second Niger Bridge, which we are not.
There must be bunkum. So all of them, both the governors, both the ministers, I will start from all of them, both from Ekwemeo, Atonzoributi, and Anoko. If they fail to give us one kobo, look at it. There's something I read online where Abacha's daughter is talking to Shushoyinka. The small girl was telling him, at your age, why are you talking about Mechi and your Jonathan issue? Which is sensible. Nigeria are attacking the small girl.
It's terrible.
Another thing I want to say is this. Our Council of Elders, it is time now for them to start lobbying internationally. Those people that supported us during the war, like the Portuguese, the Little China, then, and Germany, they're supposed to start, and France, start to lobby by now, because there's no time. We in Malaysia here, we are just like a train Biafra gorillas now, ready to explore if time is given to us.
Yes.
So please, so the castle elder to start lobby now, because if you have self-defense, you must still lobby. Because somebody will not come and talk to you if you didn't go to him.
That is true. But before we lobby, we need our transmitter. Everything.
I know.
Yes, unfortunately, everything involves funding.
Say? You tell one doctor in UK, he let him come to the Radio Biafra and assist the work, whether he support or not, as far as it's Biafra. I like that talk so much. It gives me joy. And it makes me to know that you are not working for, say, Biafra Nnamdi will be the head of state. Let Biafra become a reality. That is your determination.
Yeah, our people can cover. Mama, can I swear any book? Hamaga got a no kube ke koni bibi ka kacho ka iso.
Koni jump. How would it be? I just swear bibi. Money, we swear bibi. Mano, swear jump mano. You know when you no, because we arrows. The whole language is naked. Biafra, we had it.
That is true. The
every language in Biafra, our man here is.
That is true. What we are saying, we'll speak in English that everybody will hear. We'll speak in English that everybody will hear. And what we are saying is what I said before, so we understand. Let nobody be under any illusion. I am not the leader of Biafra. I am not going to contest for office in Biafra. I am not going to seek contract from Biafra. My family will not benefit from Biafra. Nobody that I know will benefit from Biafra. My job is to help to bring about the sovereignty of Biafra as an independent nation under God. And my job is done.
Amen.
Let people understand this. I'm not dragging you to Wasrike who leads Biafra. I'm not interested in who leads Biafra. I'm in Biafra is founded on truth and honesty.
Mama Nnamdekano Biko, I want him, I keep on hammering this issue. Owazirike, both his aide and his advisor, they should come on Radio Biafra, is free, and call before we get transmitter. Because if you get transmitter, Owazirike come and call, his story.
Yes, of course.
If we get transmitter, Owazirike come online to speak, his story. Let him come now and clarify himself. Biafra is not a personal property.
It is not, and it can never be. But you know that there are some people that the devil is using to work.
Thank you very much. Please greet Chedera for me. Chedera, Ndewo. Bye bye, sir.
Thank you. They are greeting you. Are you not playing it?
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We have our sister who is on the line, and she's still there. We have somebody else I'm calling. Let us take this and then we'll go back to our sister to round up for us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you vividly well. I can hear you loud and clear.
Wonderful. Please go ahead.
Okay, my name is Nyinye. I'm calling from Ukraine. I'm a very regular listener to Radio Biafra. Namdi.
Yes.
I really appreciate what you're doing. You're really doing a good job. I thank you and my sister over there. I thank both of you very, very well. I've been listening all throughout this night, but something struck me this night, and I really want to get it very clear from you. First of all, this guy that just called now, I think he raised something very important, and I want to be very, acquainted with that. Please, could you just once again tell me the expiration of the amalgamation between the North and Southern Nigeria? I want to take this. The reason for this is this. I think we here in Europe, we can mobilize. I think we're having a meeting in Amsterdam sometime in September. If we can have some figure about this date, I think we can put up something that could be in paper here in Europe, and we can try to do something before the British Embassy, because they caused this problem for us, that the creator of this problem we have today in the so-called Zoological Republic of Nigeria, just like you used to say. So I think it should be something very, very important. If we can have facts and figure about this date, I want to get that date very clear again from you. And then we'll try to see what we can do, and then it will go on air. A lot of media can carry it, and we can even do it ourselves. We'll try to raise our own, whatever we can do from here. So clear me on that issue, and then I have other few things to contribute, please.
Yes, the expiry date is the midnight of the 30th of September 2014. It's very clear.
Okay, do we have facts and figures about this, to maybe paperwork or whatever? Is there anything to substantiate that, please?
As I said previously, there is a documentation, there is a prologue, what we call introduction to. There was a piece of paper that Lord Lugard wrote introducing this very document where he mentioned it. We have petitioned the British government to give it to us. We have requested it under the Freedom of Information Act, and we are expecting them to respond to us, or we take them to court to go and reveal it. There was a piece of paper, because before you introduce a document, if you're writing to the Secretary of State for overseas or whatever it used to be called in those days,
I know.
A prelude, you introduce the document. We have that documentation where a reference was made to the amalgamation of the North and the South as contained in the substantive document which is coming. That substantive document have somehow mysteriously disappeared from the face of the earth. Nobody has it. And it's unlike the British, we are asking them to find it for us, because that is what contains the smoking bomb, and they're hiding it. We are petitioning them to give it to us, and they will give it to us. They're civilized people. England is a very civilized place. They'll give it to us.
All right, so you have given me at least a prelude to what I needed, but at least we can put up something to request for this if they have not given it to that moment. And at least the world, we have an idea that there is something like this. So if they are not contesting it, if they are trying to say that it's not true, then we can give other reasons why they should give them. Okay, that's good. Nanda, thank you so much for this. And then once again, somebody spoke about the issue of mosque, Muslim and whatnot in the New Biafra. I just have a little contribution to this. My contribution is this. Now we are crying. Our people are being killed in the northern part of the so-called Nigeria. Our men, children everywhere, all over the world, scattered just because we don't have the promised land fulfilled. We don't have a good, conducive place that we're supposed to live in. So, I don't think there is any need for us to accommodate these people who believe in a different thing entirely from what we have. If you look at the history of Israel, they said it is a land formed vividly well for the Jewish people, although they have the Arabs there. So, but let us ask onye ya foundation ya nono on base na he shirike, then everywhere will be strong. So if we don't have our this fighting we are fighting for now, we, if you don't base it on a very clear belief in God, I believe we can also run into problems, because these people, they infiltrate us. So, but it's too early to talk about that. But this issue, Mandela's chief, Abdulaziz, whatever, there are a lot of them. I see them in Dubai, looking disgusting. So, these things are not of us. But we really appreciate that it is because of the condition we find ourselves today. People are trying to do everything they could do to survive. So they find themselves doing the things they are not supposed to have done. So I believe if we have Biafra today, those things will stop. Somebody also spoke about the issue of babies and things like that. Actually, you have said it all. There are a lot of problems at home. If you go home, spend just at least 1 or 2 months, believe me, you will know that our people are suffering. So sometimes conditions sokweme, while our people are trying to put hands into a lot of things. Today, that's why the house, as they say, Iwerego, Fonyibo, Niru, all nobility, Gimana no wana, because our people, they become desperate. Inasmuch as we cannot get those things God gave us in our own land, we've been ripped up of those things, given to the northerners, then people are trying to do whatever they can to survive. But I think the transmitter will help enlighten people. People will at least come back to their normal senses. People will start at least having that feelings for their own people. There will be that brotherhood again, that just the way it was according to history. Before the war, there was this strong brotherhood amongst the Igbos. So I believe the Radio Biafra will do a lot of job. And I believe God will really help us to achieve this, so that our people will be enlightened and our people have the chance to know what they're supposed to have known for a very long time now. So this is my contribution. So I'll keep in touch with you concerning this date of 30 September 2014. I'll keep giving you updates, because it's not everything we can say on air, just like you said before. So I've taken note of this, and I'll try to see what we can do about this, because this is something I believe the whole world should have known. If they don't know it, we'll ask them why, and we'll try to find out why. So thank you so much, and my sister there and all the crew members, I appreciate everything all of you are doing. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. We are very grateful for your call. Very lengthy. That'll be our last call for the evening. We'll go back to our sister to give us her understanding, summary and opinion, and to give us the roundup before we close, please. My dear sister, you have the unique privilege of closing our broadcast from Bristol in Virginia. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, please bring this program to a close for us.
Okay. Tonight we have done very well, and I want to say that the law, there should be law, you know, guiding people in charge of baby factory product, I don't know, you know, so that actually can act more, you know.
Yes.
Then in terms of Ndugu, who are producing the, you know, making this law concerning on what do they call it? Underage marriage.
Not underage. Is it what they call? It's not children. Children is a kid. Is it kids? Babies. Babies. To marry babies.
You know, Chineke got more hawk in Jesus' name too.
Amen.
Then Biafra must come to stay, and nothing can stop us from achieving that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Amen and amen and amen. We are grateful to you. That was our sister Ifoma, who joined us from Sweden. We are very grateful for your call. And of course, continue to listen to Radio Biafra, continue to spread the good news. That was our broadcast, our last today, from a place called Bristol. There's a Bristol in England, but this is Bristol in Virginia, at the border with North Carolina and also Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, it's called the Tri-Cities in this part of the world. We are very grateful. Yes, Chidera, please, can you go ahead and give us your... Ibumnobi, you're not going to cry, are you, that we are leaving the U.S.?
I'm about to cry, actually. I don't want Radio Biafra to leave anymore.
We are based in London. We can't stay here. We're based in England.
I would like people to relocate to Tennessee, please.
It's not possible. It's not possible at all because we have a lot of people to serve, and we have to go home where we come from. Biafra is where we come from, and that's what we're going to broadcast. It's been wonderful. You've done very well, and as time goes on, you have a lot of role to play in the struggle. You'll concentrate on your studies, and who knows, very soon you'll be able to join Dr. Uzokwe and a few of our other doctors as well, in order to bring decent health care to Biafran people. She is training to become a medical doctor, which is a very good thing. So we are going ahead, and we are working to restore Biafran. You've done very well, so you can say goodbye to our people.
Thank you very much, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm saying a good evening to you from here, Bristol, Virginia. Like the director said, this is going to be the last broadcast here in the United States. I really wish it would have continued, but...
We'll try for New York tomorrow, although we don't have accommodation for New York yet. Okay. We're getting into New York tomorrow. If we find accommodation, we'll run the broadcast. If not, then... There will be no broadcast tomorrow until we get into London on Sunday. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but we are still hoping that you come back very soon.
Yes, yes, I'll come to Atlanta. Yeah, they said they are inviting Radio Biafra back. We'll come back when they take leave from work. When they stop going to work, then we'll come back.
I really hope they do. Yes. All right, thank you very much. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And from me, Nnamdi Kanu, it's been a pleasure having you. We have enjoyed our stay in the United States. We are hoping to be able to find a place for us to be able to bring you our broadcast tomorrow from New York. But if not, of course, UCHMFO is at the controls. You'll be able to keep people informed as to what we are doing. If not, then it's going to be in London on Sunday. For now, we are not going to relent. We don't hate anybody. We just want people to stop committing crime in the name of Biafra. We love you all, and God bless you one after the other. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.
sini ya buchi ya mekani baji bulu chuku matani benu wasina chia dima ibenu wasina chia dima ibenu wasina chia dima ibenu wasina chia dima.